WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty. This is Christopher Daniels. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a quick second and you happen to have a Prime Gaming, yes, I'm still getting used to that, Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is click the little purple button at the bottom of the screen to subscribe to the channel for free. Yes, I said free. And in fact, I think I have one. I have 3 days remaining on my sub. So 3 days, guys. So Monday, I will be using my Prime Gaming sub here on WTR Live. And well, if you don't have a Prime and Game sub and you are not subscribed to this channel, well, you can subscribe the regular way. You're welcome to do that, or you can just follow, hang out, whatever you want to do. We are happy to see you on this Thursday or whatever day that you're listening to this on. And if you're in a following mood, which I don't know why I plug it anymore because I don't stream much on it anymore, is twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward, which is my channel. If we get to affiliate, guys, we get fish butts. And at some point when my internet is not crap, we will stream again. I promise. I swear I'm trying to get it fixed, but things in Georgia just don't happen. Anyway, I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin'.
It's Twitch Prime, but better. It's Prime Gaming.
I don't like the name. Twitch Prime. Like, that's so easy. Prime Gaming. What the hell is Prime Gaming? No offense, Twitch and Amazon, but what the hell is Prime Gaming? What is his name?
It's Twitch Prime, just better. It's Prime Gaming. Same benefits, more stuff.
I feel like Amazon is getting ready to buy Twitch, and we just don't know it yet.
They own Twitch.
They can buy it again with the money they have.
Amazon owns Twitch. That's the whole deal.
Then they might be renaming it to Prime Gaming. Who the hell knows?
I don't know. I think it's to boost Twitch Prime subs. hey, Prime Gaming, it's a thing. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio at Rock Radio Show at Lynn's Word. And all that fun, happy stuff.
Ninja dipped his toe back into Twitch. Shroud did a thing on Twitch.
I think, or are you talking about ninja battles, Matt? Is that what you're talking about? Anyway, we're going to have Fortnite with friends after the show. We have some Fortnite news coming up in just a little while, because things happened. Ninja battles has been a thing for a couple. This was week 3 of it. It happened on that other platform named Mixer, whatever that is. And, well, when Mixer shut down, Ninja Battles got postponed. This was the 3rd week of it. It was on Twitch and YouTube today.
Yep. So if you missed that and you want to check it out after this show. I like how we had planned a really simple, easy show. We didn't have a lot of news.
It still is. It's still very simple.
We didn't have a lot of big stories. We only had really a handful of things to talk about. It was fine. And then Fortnite just decided to do what they were going to do today. So we will talk about that later in the show after we get through all the wrestling news, which I say we jump into. Brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211.
Sounds good.
And really, there's a couple big stories in wrestling, and there's one really big rumor that I want to talk about first.
Okay.
Because this kind of broke today. It's been thrown around a little bit this week, and it's all but confirmed by WWE, and that is that they are shopping a location for SummerSlam. They do not want to do SummerSlam at the PC.
And beyond. SummerSlam and beyond.
SummerSlam, well, the rumors started with SummerSlam, and now it's to the and beyond. They are looking to move TV in general out of the PC. They want to resume operations there and get that back up and running, and they want to get TV back into a more normal environment. Because WWE at this point, they've been at the PC since March. They're now looking at their long-term goals, what they are, how they're going to get the product back to normal, and the first way to get the product back to normal is to get it into a stadium environment, which is what they're used to. So there is a very strong possibility that SummerSlam is going to be held at the Amway Center in Orlando, even though the building is closed till next year. The rumors are indicating, and like I said, rumors. This is not confirmed. Rumors.
But should be confirmed the next day or so.
Yeah, should be confirmed the next day or so, but right now they're not. That SummerSlam is headed to the Amway Center, and then that all future TV tapings could possibly be held there as well. Supposedly the talent are extremely jazzed up and excited about this, obviously because this is them being able to get back to normal. It's the first indication that they might be able to go back out on the road, that they're going to get fans back in the audience soon. But at this point, there are no plans to bring any live fans into attendance outside of the NXT wrestlers if they're still going to have them there. There is another rumor going around that at least for SummerSlam, WWE's good buddy Fox is going to help them out with their virtual audience and put a virtual audience in place for the event. But that is just strictly rumor. Nobody knows if that's actually going to happen. But if it does happen, it would be cool. Like, if they get out of the PC, and not to knock the PC, okay? All right? The PC has been the hard carry since March. Like, they took that building. It's not equipped to do what it's doing right now. They adapted that building to do what it's doing. It has served its purpose. It's done it to the best of its ability, but they need to move. It's time. I think we all can agree with that, because you sit here and you watch like old wrestling shows and you're like, God, you remember when they would be in a stadium and it would be like 20,000 or 50,000 people? And you just look at the mass of humanity and you're like, wow. And then you look at it now and you're like, wow. It's kind of sad. Like, it was okay in the beginning, but now this is just dragging on and it won't stop.
So what they're doing is going away from being a TV studio product, which they have been since March 17th, to once again a live entertainment product on a weekly basis in the big building. They're going to have the pyro. They're going to have the big sets. They're going to have everything. Maybe a brand new set. Who knows? Just one common set that you can just change colors on. Instead of trying to break down the set over and over again. We don't know.
Well, I thought they had a common set that they could use if they needed to.
They do. They have the old common set that they had. I'm just saying, because remember when they gave us new sets and then they had them for 3 months and then, you know, stuff happened. Anyway, LeMans brought it up in the chat and he said, I don't expect fans in attendance. NXT will stay at Full Sail. That's probably going to be a given. Because I don't think they're worried about that for NXT. It's more for Raw and SmackDown because of the rating numbers. They want to get the product looking like the product. Man's run
NXT, up. Sorry to interrupt. NXT is probably going to stay at Full Sail because that's their general home, and they've been taping there from the get-go, except for a couple shows here and there. So I would expect NXT to stay exactly where it is. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Unless they want to make it a big to-do and bring them out and put them in a big building, they could. I think they'll stay at Full Sail for the time being. A lot of NXT production work goes through the students at Full Sail at times. Anyway, that's the whole agreement with it. Now back to what LeMans brought about fans and attendance. And he goes, no one until next year. Tell that to AEW. Because they had 150 people in the building last night. They're not paid. There was no paid fans, but there were fans. They all got tested by, I like the quote, an iPad-looking device. You could just call it a tablet. They got scanned on a tablet, not an iPad-looking device.
How do you test for COVID on a tablet?
For temperature checks, it was.
So they were just giving fans temperature checks?
And face scans to see if they were wearing masks. It was not talent. It was actual legitimate fans in attendance for the AEW TV tapings last night and tonight, I would assume. I'm just saying, talent fans will be there at some point. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying it's happening, and it's happening sooner than people think. That's all I'm trying to make.
I think the one worrying thing, and we'll get back to WWE in a second, about, because I do want to make this comment, is just based on what's been going on in Florida, it feels a little forward to be bringing outside individuals into the company. Like, it just, to me, it feels a little soon. It feels a little fast. I mean, I understand they were doing temperature checks and they were making sure that people were wearing masks and there was only 150 people, and that's completely on them. And that's great that they did all that. But to me, it just feels a little forward and a little soon to be bringing outside people into the audience.
But they've been doing that for weeks now, and this was, I think, the most amount of people they had in the building. They were separated by rows. They were all spread out. It was still, you know, it is what it is. And that's probably what will happen with WWE. I think the WWE's main goal is to get fans back in the building to liven up the show again, make it more of the live spectacle. Will you see tens of thousands of people? No. But could you see 1,000 people in the in the Amway Center in Orlando in 2 months from now? Yes.
I don't know if it would be 1,000.
1,000 people spread out? Yeah, you can definitely see it.
We'll see about that. I don't know. I think they're trying to be very, very careful about it. I understand they're eager. I think everybody's eager for them to go back to normal and to have live fans in attendance, but at the same time, they have to watch the numbers and they have to be careful.
They have to definitely be careful, and they will be. I'm just saying it's going to happen. It's just going to happen, whether we like it or not, whether we like the spikes or not, it's going to happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's all be completely honest. They're all, like, wrestling companies everywhere are losing money. Companies everywhere are losing money right now, especially if they're entertainment, travel, anything like that, because they can't run either at full capacity or at all, and one of their main drivers for income are ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
WWE makes money off of tickets and merch sales. AEW makes money off of tickets and merch sales, and they don't necessarily need it. Like, they're okay for right now, but at some point that income that they're missing is gonna hurt. And WWE and AEW have both been extremely fortunate in the sense that they've both been able to run buildings that they necessarily have not had to pay extra rent on, right? They already have access to the space. It's already there. If it's in their budget to pay for it, they're already paying for it. So they can just legit move their shows into it and continue to run there, and it's fine. They've been very lucky with this.
They have been very lucky.
So this is WWE's first step to come out where they are not going into a building that they own. They're now renting additional space to run Raw and SmackDown without those ticket sales. So this is WWE's dipping their toe into the water saying, okay, we're going to go back to normal. We're going to see how this works. And I'm sure the Amway Center is super thrilled for the money because they're closed, right? They can't run any events, and they're losing money worse than WWE is, because they have events lined up every week of the month.
I mean, starting in the fall for Orlando in the Amway Center would be basketball. And with basketball not starting again until December, they have 2 months where they're not making any money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, cities everywhere are hurting because they have all these venues and they can't run.
Yeah, it's not like they're running concerts or anything.
Although I did see an interesting concept for concerts where it was like little platforms.
I saw that, yeah.
I was like, that's actually an interesting, I wouldn't mind that, actually, to go to, like, shows or concerts or whatever. That would actually be really nice, because you get space. But anyway, I digress. So if this is confirmed for WWE, this is a step in the right direction in terms of getting the product back to normal, seeing it back in an environment. And they also had the ability to, with Fox, put fans superimposed in, or they can pipe noise in, and it will make more sense. I would be interested to see how they rope off or tape off or block off the building, if they just have the lower bowl open or if they only have half the building open or what they do. Like, I would be very curious to see how this is all going to be set up.
The plan is, I think, they're going to have a big giant screen where on the hard camera side. So you're going it won't look the same, but it'll have the feel. It'll look like a bigger production than it is now. It'll look more like a TV production. Like they're used to doing, rather than the studio show that they've been producing since March.
Yeah, and that'll be nice. That'll be good to get it back to where it is. So everybody keep your fingers crossed that that happens.
Just don't go to any Fozzie concerts.
Yeah, okay. Fozzie and Smash Mouth. Guys, y'all really gonna do that? Y'all really gonna do that? I get you're sick of it. We're all sick of it. We're all tired of it. We all want this to go away. We don't like wearing the face masks in public, but we have to do it because it's a thing. Don't be doing that crap. You want to know why? Because if somebody gets it at your show, they can sue you because you put them in direct danger because you blatantly ignored the guidelines. So, you know, be smart. Don't be stupid. Just don't. I get you want to do a show. You know what? You can do a show on Twitch. You can do a show on Zoom. There are musicians who are trying to figure this out and they're doing it. I get it. It's not the same as a live crowd. You're not going to be able to get much of a live crowd right now unless you do it safely. If you do it safely, nobody's going to oppose. But there was no safety taken there at all. So, you know. It is what it is. Anyway, sticking to WWE for just a moment, WWE announced that they are going to be adding content to the network from Evolve, WXW, ICW, and Progress Wrestling to the WWE network. This is going to include the best of Drew McIntyre in Evolve, the best of Keith Lee in Evolve, WXW, Femme Fatales 2019, WXW Ambition 11, Progress Wrestling Chapter 92, ICW's Shugs Hoos. Party 5, Night 2. So basically they're celebrating the beginning of Drew and Keith's careers.
Starting this Saturday on the WWE Network.
Which is pretty awesome!
Start of many things to come.
Woo! Content! Also, congratulations to MVP. He signed a long-term deal with WWE, so that's awesome for him. Congrats. And we should offer congratulations to Shotzi Blackheart, because she had a hell of a weekend. And week, her car got stolen. It had her ring gear and her helmet in it, which just sucks. So if you're wondering why she was in street clothes on Wednesday, well, her gear got stolen. And lucky for her, the car and the gear were all found safe and sound. It's back with her, so she's good to go. She's very, very happy. But yeah, that sucked.
Okay. So here's what happened. She had gear for Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she ran out of street clothes, that was one second where they were taping the second taping. She was in gear. She was brushing her teeth at the time. She got the phone call. They found her car. So Jake Atlas, she still had the toothbrush in her hand. Jake Atlas took her over to find the car, toothbrush still in hand.
Like you do.
And they found the car. And she was like, we got to open the trunk. I need to see if the... Can I have the helmet? Because they found the helmet. Because it was the helmet that she... When she first started training, it was up on the wall or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that after a few weeks of training and doing stuff and advancing, she asked if she could have it. And it's been with her for the last 7 years or so since she's been training.
Wow.
So it's like it's been all around the world with her.
So that's why she got it back.
That's why she was like very sentimental about it. That's why she was like hoping it didn't end up on eBay or something. Like her car was stolen at 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's so rude.
Yeah. But it was found. Everything. She didn't care about the car. She cared about the helmet. That's all she wanted.
Yeah. And I understand that. It's like, you know what? There are certain things in life that can be replaced and there are certain things in life that cannot be. And you worry more about the things that you cannot get back versus the things that you can't get back, right?
Sentimental stuff means more than other items.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I love my car is my car and I can replace it if I have to. It will suck, but I can do that. I'll cry, too, because I love my car. But, you know, it is what it is. Moving on from that, WWE is also not the one that is essentially moving on in their taping. ROH is returning to TV and doing pay-per-views as well.
Yeah, there'll be a best of something in September from ROH, but they're returning TV tapings next month or so in Maryland. They've been working with the Maryland Athletic Association about all the testing and the whatnot, and they're going to go back to TV tapings because they haven't taped television since, I guess, February and or early March, whenever the last, you know, right around then. So they got to get back in the swing of things, and they'll be back because they're run by a TV company, so they've been running a best of show since April. So they got to get back in the swing of things and make content, and that's what they're going to do.
So good for them.
Yep.
Very, very good for them. That's a good sign that things are getting back to normal in professional wrestling.
Yeah,
a little bit.
It is.
It's a very strong sign.
It is a very strong sign. They're not going to have fans right away. There'll be no fans or staff who are not essential to the production for those events. So yeah, they're going back this month. Yeah, back this month for it in Maryland.
So yay to that. So we have to bring up AEW, and this is kind of a breaking story that so far is being a little quiet. AEW very, 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 super, very quietly released talent today. We do not have all the names that are confirmed. People are speaking out slowly in terms of if they were released or not.
So what happened was they found out these names were removed from the AEW website today.
Yeah. And confirmation has come from people speaking out. AEW has made no official statement, no official announcement. There is no reason behind the releases other than it's believed, I think, that they were one-year contracts and everybody's contract was up. But somebody did confirm that they were, in fact, released, that their contract just didn't run out.
That would be Sadie Gibbs.
Sadie Gibbs.
Who confirmed it.
So, very interesting for the list of names coming out. So, Sadie Gibbs, Bea Priestley, Linda Mann, T-Hawk, and then I think the biggest one, and that one that's really not a surprise because he was under investigation for the Me Too stuff. He'd been having a lot of problems, which is unfortunate that this did happen to him, is Jimmy Havoc. I think he was either going to rehab or he was in rehab or he just completed it.
Something
along those lines. So it is unfortunate that he did get released from the company, but AEW did cut ties with him altogether.
Yep.
And I think he's the only person from AEW mentioned in the Me Too stuff that got let go.
Yep.
I don't think anybody else did. But they didn't have a lot, I don't think.
Nope.
So very sad that people have been let go, and I hope they find their place soon. So, all right.
We have wrestling stuff.
We do have wrestling stuff.
Want to get to that last bit of news before we get to the other things?
Yeah.
WWE Battlegrounds this week announced the game modes for the upcoming WWE 2K Battlegrounds that is going to be released on September 18th. Campaign mode. Throw down in this single-player story mode told through a comic art style as you add your stable of WWE superstars to overcome the next challenge. Team up with Paul Heyman and Stone Cold Steve Austin as you travel the globe in search of a new superstar for an all-new WWE brand. Play as one of the seven newly created superstars such as Bolo Reynolds or Jessica Johnson as you travel across several regions battling WWE superstars, actively achieving campaign goals and unlocking various WWE superstars power-ups and items. You have exhibition mode, brawl with your friends or family with up to four players, four-player action online or on the couch in your favorite match types, including one-on-one, tag team, triple threat, fatal four-way, steel cage, and the Royal Rumble. The King of the Battleground mode, battle to become the last man or woman standing as you and up to seven other online players burn it down and try to toss one another out of the ring. The longer you stay in the arena, the higher your score climbs. The second you send someone flying, another superstar waiting outside the ring enters the fray. There's an online tournament mode. There's a Battleground Challenge mode. Brawl from the bottom all the way to the top. Create your own WWE superstar and overcome the odds stacked against you. Visit WWE2K's website for more information. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and use the hashtag WWE2KBattlegrounds.
It sounds super fun. It looks super fun. I very much want to play this game.
Yep. And we probably will. Ding.
Ding. So, all right, let's do the... Do you want to do the sad story, or do you want to get to the other story?
We'll get to the sad story really quick.
Okay, so very sadly, very unfortunately, Kamala, a.k.a. James Harris, passed away this past week. And it was rumored I think it hasn't been confirmed, or maybe it has been confirmed, that it was actually from COVID, which is very, very sad. Now, he had been, I think, in ill health for a while.
Yeah, he had both legs amputated because of diabetes over the last year, few years.
So it's a very sad thing that he's passed away. He's very much missed by the community. And Godspeed, thank you for everything you did, sir.
Yeah, the COVID and the diabetes did not help. He went into cardiac arrest on August 9th.
Yeah, so very sad news. Moving on to sad slash weird slash I don't know what's going on with this news. Epic Games decided, and this is the other big story that dropped today, Epic Games decided to throw up a double middle finger and an FU to Apple and Google today.
Mainly Apple,
but they threw Google in, I guess, just for funsies. Because what happened essentially is Fortnite introduced a direct pay system. They changed the way that you can buy their V-Bucks. They set all this up differently than what it was originally in the game. Originally, you could buy packages at like $10, $25, $50, and I think $100.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the package. Well, they changed it to something different to make it more economical for people. Because what they did is it's basically like if you don't have enough V-Bucks for something, you can just literally buy the V-Bucks that you're missing to pay for that item. As opposed to having to go in to pay the $10 or the $24 or whatever to get more V-Bucks than what you actually want or need. Now, you just hold on to them because there's always going to be something else that you want to buy. But this way, it's a little bit easier for people where they're not spending like exorbitant amounts of money, especially for like kids and teenagers who don't necessarily have a ton of money. This pissed off Apple, and you knew this was going to piss off Apple just in the way this whole goddamn thing went down, where Apple probably gave them a heads up that this was going to happen. So Apple removed Fortnite from the Apple Store. Now you can still access it. You can still play it on your mobile device. But come next season, you will not be able to access the new season or the battle pass because it's only going to go up to a specific update, which is, I think, 1340.
Yep, the current update.
The current update. So once the new season drops, you will not get any benefits of the new season on your mobile device. And Fortnite was pretty, Epic Games is pretty much like, yeah, no, we're not cool with you doing this. And so they created a little video a la 1984 that basically called out Apple. They created a whole bad Apple character who was giving his speech to a zombified group of individuals. And you had the Bright Bomber come in and break the screen, and basically like Apple's like, yeah, we're tired of the Apple monopoly on the stores and on this platform, and we want to use our direct pay system, but they won't use our direct pay system. So they banned us, and we don't like that. So we made this little video to basically say that we don't like that. And then on top of it, they sued Apple.
Yep.
And a few, like an hour ago, the legal papers for Google came out because Google did the same thing where they don't like the direct pay system. They didn't get a video, but they didn't like the direct pay system. And so Epic sued Google as well to get the game back in the store.
Yeah, so they're not looking for money. They're just looking for, you know, opportunity. It's not a money lawsuit. They want their money. They don't want Apple taking 30% of the money. But in the lawsuit, it's not about money. It's a weird situation.
They basically want to be able to charge people what they want to charge people.
Yeah.
And not have Apple and Google determine how their pay system works. That's what they're trying to do. I think they're also trying to get what they're being charged by Apple and Google reduced. Because 30% cut to just literally host the game on your store is a bit much. I think when you told me earlier was like 10 to 15% normally for mm-hmm. most apps or games or whatever, that's what Apple takes. So for Apple to like double or triple on Epic, that's a little rude. So I hope this is successful for them. If they do win these two lawsuits, that's going to kind of be opening Pandora's box for a lot of other people, for a lot of other apps, because that's going to be setting a precedent where now they can't determine how the pay system works. And that could be huge. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Epic is not the only game to recently come into public disagreement with Apple and its App Store policies. Apple's recent decision to block the Xbox Game Pass app from the iOS Drew Iyer from Microsoft, which said, Apple stands alone as the only general-purpose platform to deny customers from cloud gaming and subscription-like services like Xbox Live Game Pass, and it constantly treats gaming apps differently, applying more lenient rules to non-gaming apps when they include interactive content.
Yep.
So, there you go.
Apple's just being difficult.
Apple's being Apple.
They didn't invent it. It doesn't exist. So, all right. I hope this works out for Epic, because if it doesn't, they are going to have a lot of egg on their face. But I think they might stand a ghost of a chance. We'll see, though.
We'll see. And all this may come to settlement in the next couple of weeks, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. So, all right. NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
By the way, before we get into NXT, Fortnite is currently unavailable on Google Play. More information will be forthcoming soon. Tweet 2 minutes ago from Fortnite. Anyway, let's get into NXT. It's a good show.
This is a really strong show. I really enjoyed this show. Can we just go ahead and talk about it?
Go ahead.
The fireball.
Well, no. Wait on the fireball, because we'll get there.
But I want to talk about the fireball and the execution of the fireball.
Give me 30 seconds.
Fine.
The opening contest was Karrion Kross and Danny Burch. Good little matchup until Karrion Kross got the win via referee stoppage. Then Keith Lee made his way out. He had a contract from Mr. Regal for Karrion Kross to sign so they could have a match at NXT TakeOver. So Karrion signed the contract, and then Scarlett kissed the folder and they slid it back to Keith Lee. Keith Lee opened the folder and go.
And a fireball attacked his face. Can we just talk about how, like, top-notch quality executed that was, that they snuck a fireball into a folder, and it worked, and it just shot at Keith Lee's face. Keith Lee's fine, by the way. But, like, I was amazed and awed, and it's like, that's some top-quality magic right there. I'm liking the hell out of that. Murder Mom showed up, and she brought her A-game, and I'm so happy that she did.
It was great.
And she looked really, really good, too.
Yes, she did.
The best part of this, too, was they kept cutting back. And even on social today, they were, like, putting out, you know, basically Mia Yim standing there trying to calm Keith Lee down while they're trying to, like, basically stop the burning on his face from the fireball. And he's just, like, not happy. It's like, okay, that's a good follow-up. I like that. Because he's just, like, fuming with fury. And Mia's like, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. You're fine. You're fine. He's like, I'm going to kill that man and his wife.
So, Killian Dane and Drake Maverick, yes, that's a combination, were having a matchup. And then, we were also seeing, you know, Keith Lee being transported in the ambulance and all that fun stuff. But then, man, out for retribution, came in and attacked both Drake Maverick and Killian Dane. Those men were undisputed. Era. Adam Cole, and, you know, was very upset. He was calling out Pat McAfee. He bragged about, you know, being the longest reigning NXT champion, and he dared Pat McAfee to show up, and he's gonna whoop his ass at NXT TakeOver. And that is undisputed.
Adam, honey, you don't have a lot of room to be tough because your dad literally made your match for you. I'm just saying, you can't stand there with, like, your dick out and wave it around this time, because Hunter literally made the challenge for you.
You didn't
do it. Hunter did it.
While
Sean was cradling you lovingly to his bosom as you drooled over it, Hunter made the challenge.
Yeah.
That's how that happened.
It did.
So, you know, I'm sorry. You can't be a tough guy here. I appreciate it. I really appreciate the effort, because it was maximum effort and it was really good. But it was like, yeah, they kind of need to have Adam Cole walk out and be like, I don't need Hunter to make my challenges for me. I'll make them myself. And then, like, basically re-challenge Pat McAfee himself.
Yeah. It was the NXT Cruiserweight Champion, Santos Escobar, taking on Tyler Breeze in a non-title match. Santos Escobar got the win. Afterwards, Fandango made his way out with a mop. Isaiah Swerve Scott and a sling, and his arm with a sling. Then Isaiah Swerve Scott came out and helped even up the odds.
I like this was good. I liked how Fandango took the the mop part off the stick and took the stick to the ring and basically beat up Santos's group to get them off of Tyler Breeze. And then Isaiah made the save. And so we're getting a match next week. And I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
Let's go.
Let's go with it. Dakota Kai was cutting a promo. She talked about people talking about how unstoppable Io Shirai is. She said she figured out how to beat Io. She talked about getting in Io's head and how Shirai is in Dakota territory. Dakota said she's got to this point, a title match, all by herself. She doesn't need friends, former friends, or insurance policies. She's going to beat Io Shirai. Good little match. Look, good little promo.
There's That's a great little promo.
There's a better one coming.
Yeah, there's a way. Yeah, she kind of got beat. Really, really bad.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a minute. Mia Yim, who quickly got back from the hospital, took on Indy Hartwell, made her tap out.
Well, I mean, there's no traffic.
True.
She probably couldn't go in. So, you know, they just brought her back because they need the ambulance back. So,
you know,
reasons. But it was a good little match.
Yeah. Finn Balor was hyping up his second chance match. He talked about The Office wanting him on television and how people, whether they're 18-year-olds or 49-year-olds, pay attention to him when he's on TV.
Shot.
I see what you did there. That was a clever way to talk about the demo without saying demo. You know, other guys. Anyway. Damian Priest, Bronson Reed. Decent match. Bronson Reed got the win.
Damian Priest should just be illegal. They show this match, and I'm going to be a complete girl about this for a second, because he's, like, just standing there in that corner, just laid back, all chill, and I'm like, sir, you need to not, okay? You need to not with your pants and your smirk and your everything, and just, do you have to right now?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes. The answer is yes.
But I'm fine with that. He can continue to do it. I'm just saying, it was very rude last night.
I know it was rude, but he had to do the thing. It happens. It's what people do. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just saying, people do things.
They do things. Yes, they do things. So, all right.
Now, I told you about Dakota, right?
Yeah.
Then there was Io Shirai.
That kicked me in the face. Message received.
Io Shirai with her first successful title. Oh! Oh my god! Blindsided by Dakota Kai!
Dakota Kai was some of even a big star kind of yoni, Furumatelkedo. I took a tomodachi no Tegan Nox of Uragirumade. Daremo Dakota Kai. Namaisura Shirimo Shinagata Janeka.
Dakota Kai is attacking her best friend!
Oh my god!
Dakota.
No one knew who Dakota Kai was until she attacked her best friend.
Shot of the night!
And she also sees Dakota Kai as the Kaiwi girl that was afraid of Shayna Baszler and is now afraid of Io Shirai.
I think about that, but I won't.
It's not hypothetical, sir.
Sir, it's not hypothetical. It's not. I'm so terribly sorry. But when people start using it against her in promos, it is reality. Welcome to the one in 21 or 20 or whatever the record is now and one. Welcome to that part of the thing. It's going to follow her the rest of her career because it is a career defining moment. It sucks. You're going to have to hear about it constantly. Welcome to my life. There's t-shirts and coffee.
She said Dakota's not in her head and that Dakota just pissed her off. Very good promo.
I love Dakota, but she's going to die.
Yeah.
Io is just going to mess her up. Also, Io just talking in that promo, she was just so hypnotic.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that she speaks in her native language is just so absolutely hypnotic. It's like, I love you.
There was a Cameron Grimes promo.
Okay. All right. So, you're not going to stop me. I have had this working theory that Cameron Grimes is a Wyatt reject. I don't know why, other than he just looks like he would fit in with the family, right? Like, he just rolled up out of the swamp with his top hat and his little vest. Like, he was there for 2 days. Bray really didn't get a chance to do the indoctrination and the snake thing. And before the family just broke up and the place burned down. And so, Cameron just kind of went on his merry little way. And, yeah, they did a promo of him out in a swamp. or like a forest area or something, and I'm sitting here screaming at the TV, I knew it! I knew it! He's a Wyatt reject! I knew it! I like that they did this because I have an interest in Cameron Grimes, but I don't know who he is. I don't know anything about him. I would like to know more. So the fact that they did more than just him backstage being a cowardly heel, I liked this a lot. I don't know if you keep the mic away from him, Ash. I mean, he's working on the promo stuff. I don't think he's ever going to be the best at the promo stuff, but he commits to what he's doing, and I have to applaud that.
Mercedes and Martinez and Aaliyah beat Caden Cross and Casey Catanzaro. Rhea Ripley came out.
I'm here for Rhea and Mercedes.
Aaliyah got
me that match.
Aaliyah got involved. Shotzi then made the save to even up the numbers.
I'm okay with this. I'm fine with this. Let's go.
We were at the Gargano house. They were eating rice dinner. Candice was telling a story to her dog. Gargano was wondering what she was reading because Candice became evil. And then he became the knight or something. He said they are the new faces that are talented, like the thick boy, and that are talented, like, you know, other than like the thick boy and priest. Gargano said they aren't at the Gargano level. Gargano said Regal did the right thing by booking him in a second chance match against Ridge Holland next week. Also, Lindsay pointed this out as we were watching this. What was on the wall?
Michael Hayes.
AKA the Doc Hendricks photo from In Your House.
It's in her house.
Yeah.
I just don't even know what to do with that. Like, it was a nice little touch that they got that, or they made another one and they hung it in their house for the promo. It's like, okay, all right.
We had another... Go ahead.
That was good.
We had another episode of Timothy Thatcher teaching us moves.
He makes people scream.
Also, one other thing we should note. Vic Joseph made his return to NXT this week. Former guest of the show, by the way.
Former guest of the show.
Yeah. If he would have been great when he was a guest of the show if he had the last name Joseph and not what his actual last name is, because that's just a mouthful.
That was 2 days of rehearsing his name.
Yes. But it is your main event for a spot in the North American Championship ladder match at NXT 30. You had Kushida versus Cameron Grimes and a mystery opponent, the Velveteen Dream.
Okay, so the internet... I had a field day with this, and not in a good way. So the only thing I can figure is because Dream is back, he did get cleared in the investigation, and they did not find anything to permanently remove him from the company. That's the only thing I can figure is that he did get cleared of the allegations, or the allegations are still pending, and they're like, we need you for TV. There's been no mention of it. Nothing, but he has been off TV for a significant amount of time. Because originally I think he was slightly injured and then the allegations happened and they're like, yeah, no, you're not going to be on TV right now. But the internet basically had a field day with it and just took many, 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 many shots at his expense. That being said, this was a very good match. It was very entertaining, at least to me. Dream was not there to win.
No, he was upset after he lost. Cameron Grimes got the win.
So they moved Cameron on. Which was kind of surprising, because it's like, okay, all right, Dream's in there. Is Dream going to win? Are they going to move him on? Nope. Nope, 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 nope. It's going to be Cameron Grimes.
Cameron Grimes. Ah, good episode of NXT.
I thought this was a great episode of NXT. It moved. It flowed. I enjoyed it.
So did I.
I really enjoyed it.
But I think we should take our first and only time out of the evening.
Alrighty, and when we come back, we are going to be doing Tweet of the Week, and then yes, we have a discussion, and yes, it is Bray Wyatt, because we have to be true to form on this show, and we're going to talk about the Bray Braun feud, since we really haven't been able to talk about it, and kind of discuss some of the missed opportunities that they've had so far in it that we can see. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Wait.
Yeah, Finn Balor confronted Dream. We'll be back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rockradioshow.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Bang! Event.
CB Radio. Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's Boots to Ashes time!
From the big returns...
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost! Jarvis! It's Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments...
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody... is a gap. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down! He's a Dustin Ambrose! After he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rock on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Or to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out. YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You get a quick second and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available. Well, you can use it here for free if you like for 30 days. You just click the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen to subscribe. And well, if you don't have one or you don't want to use it here, that's fine. You can follow the regular way, you can subscribe the regular way, or you can just lurk in chat. We are happy to have you any way that you want to be here. So we are in the second half of the show. My Skype is being stupid, so I say we do Tweet of the Week.
Used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, it cannot wait, I'm sure.
So, alrighty, hopefully you can still hear me.
You're good.
Because my Skype says connecting.
Oh, great, that's fantastic.
Lance Storm Hey, Dominic, maybe see if your dad has Roman's number and see if you can borrow his vest next time. That hurt worse than the shots. Lance, that was not nice. Why would you do that to that poor child? They just beat on him. Samoa Joe replies to the Keith Lee fireball gift. You know who has successfully retained their eyelashes at contract signings I have presided over? Everyone. I mean...
Not a lie.
It's not a lie. He brings his big stick and everything's fine, so maybe just Samoa Joe just handles every contract signing from here on out. I think we would all be fine with that. Mm-hmm. All of us.
That's all
I have.
Dr. Lupo, Fall Guys and Nuts. Courage, next week we need to have a drunken night where we all play. I got better as I drank more tonight. I'm in.
Wait. Oh, God.
Cloaksy, I'll fall for a guy on your nuts. Wait.
Boys. Boys, there's children present.
Renee Young, marriage during quarantine is arguing about what items can go down the garbage disposal. Apparently, I'm on the losing end. Apparently, tea bags can't go down. Yeah, they can.
Who puts tea bags down the garbage
disposal?
Apparently,
Renee Young.
Why don't you just throw them in the trash can?
Exactly.
Or put them out in the garden.
Daniel Bryan, I've always rejected mainstream music, so the fact that I love Taylor Swift's new album makes me existentially question who I am. Yes.
It's okay, Brian. It happens to all of us.
The post office tweets, we were going to post a joke about mail, but sometimes you have to push the envelope.
Oh my God.
Sometimes you just gotta send it.
We are in the darkest timeline, guys. The post office made funnies.
Fall Guys. At Wendy's. Apparently you guys are really good at Twitter. Do you have any tips? Wendy's. Hope your service maintenance is as active as your Twitter. Winky face. And make sure the crayons aren't paper. Smart. Not SportsCenter. The Big Ten has voted on the following. There will be no football in the fall. Ohio State will still record an official road loss to an unranked team. Michigan will still record an official loss to Ohio State. The conference will still record a first round blowout playoff loss. All facts.
Nebraska, sit down. Your conference said no, don't do the thing.
Tfue, Fall Guys is the most frustrating game I've ever played. Aiden, I got a win in the first hour. Just used aim assist, lol. Courage, JD. 9 months ago, I put a down payment on my dream car. This week it arrives. I've been fortunate enough to be able to do this after taking care of my family, making smart investments, and being financially responsible. A lot of sacrifices have paid off. 2020, Lamborghini Urus. Brooke AB, can't wait for Mason to learn how to drive in your car. Courage. I wouldn't let Mason borrow my bicycle if I own one, let alone let him drive this. Courage's sister, Kelly. I'll be making my own video about me stealing it. Just don't tell him, guys.
I love his sister. I'm going to say this, and I mean this with all, like, sincerity. I really hope he has, like, a crap car or a beater car for LA traffic.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really sincerely hope he does, because he, like, the whole reason he bought this is because his other car got totaled, so, and he wanted it, but it's like, I really hope he buys, like, a cheaper, lower-end car, because this is, like, what? It's not a $500,000 car, but it's a...
$250,000.
It's a $250,000 car. It's $250,000 that he paid for, cash, by the way. So that just tells you everything you need to know right there. I would not drive that thing in LA traffic. I don't even know if I would drive that out in the middle of the desert where the only thing that could potentially hit it is a bug or a tumbleweed. You know, that's the kind of, and this is just me, that's the kind of car where it's like, yeah, okay, this is how big my dick is. Kind of thing, and you don't want that to get messed up. So I would hope that he has a secondary lower end car that he can actually drive around in, because if that thing gets totaled, that's gonna suck.
So can I continue?
Yes.
Dr. Lupo, still can't believe you 100% agreed to do a Courage JD bikini shoot photo shoot in the on the hood of your Urus. Can't wait to see people's reaction when you put it out next week. Courage, am I allowed to release the photos of both us? Or just me. Both, please, said Dr. Lupo.
They actually got him to pose on a Lamborghini?
No, it's just that.
I was going to say, his whole Tesla. Maybe that's what we need. We need a streamer beefcake calendar where they all pose on my, this is how big my dick car is.
There you go. The real Bromo. Watching Shroud's return streaming, you cannot re-chat. However, I happen to see Dr. Lupo wrote, fat cock, Dr. Lupo. I contributed today.
And then his mom, God bless his mom, texted his wife about it to make sure that he was okay, because she was worried he was going to get in trouble. And his exact reaction was, I got my mom to send my wife a text with the words fat cock in it.
He's peaked. Yeah, he is. Caleb Markson, someone asked me to go horseback riding and I had to politely decline. Here's the thing, I don't hate horses, but my father tricked us kid. tricked us as kids and said we were getting a trampoline and got us a horse instead, and it growled at me. So, like, I'm cool with never horseback riding. Darkness 429. Oh, snap. I was quoted in an ESPN article. Gentacles. I think this means you can put ESPN contributor in your bio. I think. Maybe? He replied, oh, shit. I've made it.
What is he going to do? Oh, dear. What is he going to do?
Anyway, that's Twitter Week.
Actually, Ash, I'm not sure, but this might be Captain Sparkle's car, unless he's got the McLaren, but I'm not sure. All I know is now Tim the Tatman, he wants a Lamborghini, which I don't... Okay, there are men here. Somebody please explain to me the appeal of a Lamborghini, because I don't get it. I don't. I just, I'm sorry, I don't. They're really kind of, like, ugly to me. Other than it's just the horsepower, and you can floor it, and you could go ridiculously fast.
It's the motor.
Is that it?
I guess it's the motor, yeah. It's the engine, yeah. How fast you can go.
I don't understand it.
Anyway, let's talk about Bray Wyatt and how they blew an opportunity on Friday.
Alright, so WWE has done a really good job with the Bray Braun feud up until last Friday, where they did this whole swamp match. They brought back the swamp slut. I was absolutely delighted. And then at the end of the match, the Fiend returns and he basically, like, takes out Braun Strowman, which Braun has then been off TV, off social media for 2 weeks. And 2-3 weeks, something like that. Anyway. Friday rolls around, and to draw out Braun Strowman the week before, Bray Wyatt attacks Alexa Bliss because she has the connection with the Team Little Big Stuff. And thinking that Bray can lure Braun out with Alexa, he attacks her. Well, he gets exactly that because Braun responds last week where Bray has Alexa in the ring. And I just want to talk about the little bit between Bray and Alexa and just the absolute silent storytelling that was going on in the ring.
This was fantastic. They were doing everything right at this point.
This was beautiful. I loved everything about this. I'm not sure how I reacted to Alexa, like, looking... I'm going to say this, and I'm going to sound like a complete fucking nerd when I say this, but it's very Phantom of the Opera to me. I don't know why. Like, what they were doing, where she kind of almost accepts the Fiend because she shows him love, and he can't. He, like, recoils back from it.
It's every little thing, you know, the evil... A man gets wooed by the femme fatale.
So, the Fiend has Alexa, and then Braun shows up on the monitor. And this, to me, is where this went wrong. Okay?
Same.
Because...
Same.
And I'm not entirely sure, and granted, we haven't seen SmackDown tomorrow, so we have not seen the follow-up to this, if there is one tomorrow. I think there is.
They're going to have a confrontation.
But, number one, the one thing that I really didn't care for was you had the Fiend standing in the ring watching Braun, and they kept cutting back to the Fiend for a facial reaction. Here's the problem with that. The Fiend is a mask. It doesn't, he wears a mask over his face, so it's not Beauty and the Beast, it's more Phantom. It's way more Phantom than it is Beauty and the Beast. Anyway, back to what I was saying. He wears a mask, so you don't get the facial expression. It is the same face the entire time, and he's got the contacts in his eyes, so you don't even get really the eye reactions, because his natural eyes are covered. So you just literally have this blank canvas that's watching Braun, and you keep cutting back to this blank canvas that isn't really moving or reacting or doing anything. So he's just standing there watching Braun, and they're cutting back and forth between the two. And it was like, that just felt a little awkward to me from a storytelling standpoint. Number two, I'm not entirely sure what happened to Alexa. I don't know if she booked it the hell out of there or what she did.
We're going to have a sit-down interview with Alexa on SmackDown.
She booked it the hell out of there then, which is smart. You get away from that as quick as you can.
She's going to talk about her experience.
Oh, Lord. Bray! You better not. We all know how potent you are, sir. You better not have. That's all I'm saying.
We all know the Ramblin' Rabbit probably got a little action.
I mean, I don't want to say that, but stay away from her. Stay away. Okay?
I wasn't talking about the puppet. Anyway.
Is the demon a mask or Fiend? Finn Balor's demon? Finn Balor's demon is face paint. The Fiend is a mask.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then you had, and this is where my confusion comes from in this, is you have Braun look at Bray Wyatt and say, I don't give a flying flip about Alexa Bliss. And he makes no effort to save her.
And that ruined everything right there. They were doing great storytelling the previous week with him going after her and then in the ring and all that stuff. And then, I don't care about Alexa Bliss.
Like, it's like, wait a minute. Did they just turn Braun heel in this? Did they just, like, make the Fiend the quote-unquote good guy in this? Like, is that what legit just happened? Because I think that's what legit just happened. Like, up until this point, the roles were very defined. The Fiend was the bad guy, and Braun is the good guy. And you have good versus evil, and Bray got hold of Braun and turned him back into the monster, which we're going to see this week on SmackDown, and moving forward, that's what we're going to see. And I can understand that the monster doesn't care about Alexa Bliss, but it's like, did they just turn Bray Wyatt face? I'm confused.
I'm very confused.
I mean, I understand that they probably don't want Braun Strowman to come down and, like, save Alexa, straight up save her. And maybe he caused enough of a distraction for her that she was able to get away. And that's the saving part of it. But, like, this just was really... It's like you had this whole great lead up and you had them doing everything that they were doing in the ring. And then you just... It just kind of fell flat. Like, with Braun just being really close in on the camera and he says he doesn't care about Alexa. And then he does the whole I'm the monster thing and I'll see you next week. And yada, 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 yada.
The man's making the point of contradicting what they did in the swamp match. Yeah, it did. I mean, he reacted like there was something there. And then, I don't care about Alexa Bliss. Like, come on. Come on, that's awful. Like, you were making Braun human for a long time. I get he's now going to be back to being a monster. But it's like, you had a connection there in forever. And it's like, I don't care. It's like, come on, that's so cheap.
Yeah, it was... I mean, I get maybe the new character and whatever the Fiend did to Braun and however he reverted him, and maybe that's the storytelling, is that the Fiend made Braun not care about Alexa because she's a weakness. I don't know, but that just was like, wait, what? But he clearly does care because he responded to Bray and he bought her time to get away, in theory, I guess. I don't know. I'm still very hung up on that. I'm confused. I'm just very confused about where we're going, and maybe I just need to see tomorrow to be unconfused. But just looking at this, it was like, what?
I just want more Bray and Alexa combination, because that was intriguing to me.
That was magic.
It was money. There was no words spoken. The announcers didn't have to say a thing. Him just getting up to her, doing his hand trick. Here, look at my hand. You see how my hand's going to go right now? And in a moment, it's going to go right inside you, and then she goes, wait, and rubs his face. And then he's like, oh my God, a woman just touched me. Oh my God, I don't know what to do.
No, he recoiled back because she showed him love.
I know, that's what I meant. You know, I was making a joke.
She just, she sells it.
Yeah.
Right?
They both played the best roles in this.
Because she did it vulnerable. She did vulnerable. She did scared. But she didn't do it where she looked like she was weak. She did it from a position of, there is nothing I can do to save myself from this. Because in that position that she's in, there is nothing. There's nothing she can do. She can try to kick him. She can try to scratch him. She can try to get away. But in the end, he's probably going to catch her. He's the monster under the bed. He's the horror monster that's going to get her. And he's got her. And he's toying with her. And instead of running, he's kind of got her hypnotized to the point that she just kind of sort of accepts it.
Yep.
Right? It's not weak. It's not anything. It's just, it's zero to acceptance, where he's just going to do the thing and I'm not going to be able to stop him.
This is my life now.
This is my life. And then last week, they did the silent storytelling between the two. And the body language and her facial reactions and her acting in this. And this is why Bray Wyatt is just disgustingly talented. And Alexa is disgustingly talented. But Bray has contacts. He has a mask on his face. So you legit cannot see anything on his face. But he sold it with just his body language.
Yeah.
Just his goddamn body language. No words. No facial, no nothing, right? Just his body. He used his body language to sell this. That is just ridiculous.
And yes, go ahead.
I don't know of a lot of people in this company that could do that.
Mm-hmm. Also, the man's, that would have been great. I thought about they would bring her back as a Sparkle Fairy, just to be in the funhouse with him.
That would have been cool.
That would have been cool. I mean, that would be a really fun segment to do. They won't do it because it's fun and exciting, but it would work.
Well, they've seemingly done the hard split between, at least for right now, between Alexa and Nikki. We'll see if it goes.
No. Nikki posted an apology video on Twitter tonight.
But she still left Alexa for dead.
She did.
That's the thing. Like,
it's her fault. It's Nikki's fault.
Not that she could.
She wandered off. It was her fault. It was Nikki Cross's fault all this happened.
So, and, you know, chat brings up a good point in the fact that everybody that encounters the Fiend, everybody that has dealt with him has changed. And not necessarily for the better, right? Everybody kind of goes back to that heel, evil persona. And
Or goes good. And Daniel Bryan went good.
Oh yeah, Daniel Bryan went good, but Alexa was a face. So we could get evil little Miss Bliss back because of the Fiend.
Maybe.
Like, he brings that back out of her and she goes after Nikki where it's like, dude, WTF. I had to go home with that. Do you understand? I had to go home with him and he's weird. So they could, and that's a good way to set up the Alexa Nikki feud if they're going to go in that direction, is you don't have one betraying the other per se, but it's like basically Nikki, all she sees is gold. And she gets distracted from protecting her friend, and she abandons her friend, who then gets messed up by the Fiend, and gets drawn in by the Fiend, and then, when Alexa does come back, it's like she's changed forever because of her encounter with the Fiend. I think I really liked this overall in terms of Bray and Alexa, because Bray Wyatt, in general, has not interacted a lot with the female side of the roster. They're very, very careful about keeping him away from the women, if you've ever noticed that. They don't put him in any kind of love triangles. This is actually kind of the first, what I would term romantic, but not really romantic, but romantic storyline that I think he's ever been in.
Yeah.
I think the last person he kind of sort of, the last lady he sort of like even like flirted with was Dana Brooke, wasn't it?
Possibly.
And he was feuding with somebody she was working with, and she was at ring. It was Titus's group, but it wasn't Titus. It was somebody else.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Dana Brooke. I do remember that because she was like hypnotized by him, and then she's like, oh, wait, no, you're bad. I'm going to get away from you.
Anyway, we'll have to wait and see what happens with it. It's just that they missed an opportunity when he went, I don't care about Alexa Bliss.
LaMans, I don't think she's going to be that involved in it after this. I think they're going to spin her back out and put her in her own angle for SummerSlam. Because I think ultimately the Fiend shouldn't be distracted by her. He shouldn't be involved in a romantic-esque storyline. Like, if she tries, he just takes her out. But that being said, it's an interesting concept to put Bray with a lady and to see that reaction of Bray with one of the women on the roster versus him with the men. And you just see how that dynamic works. Because I don't know what happened, but there's lightning in a bottle there. There's magic there that's going on that I just was like, I want more of this, please. Can I have more of this? Because, I'm trash like that. So, yeah. But I don't think she's going to help Braun. If anything, I think it may be the opposite, where Bray uses Alexa to distract Braun. Because he can say he doesn't care about her, but the fact that they had him respond because Bray Wyatt attacked her, come on.
I mean, come on now.
It's kind of obvious you do care. Like, you don't care, but you do care. So Bray could easily use her as a distraction for Braun. Maybe not in a good way. He could just kind of chuck her at him, but he could still do it.
We'll see.
Yeah, I agree. The pairing could be special. They can always go back to it, though. Like, they can continue to tease this. Because it would be interesting to see Funhouse Bray with Alexa. It would be really, really interesting to see that dynamic and see how that works. But I don't think it would. I really kind of like it just being Alexa and the Fiend. Just picture Alexa and Bray together when Karrion and Scarlett come up, if they come up. Just think about that really hard. I mean, I can think of worse things in life. I would be okay with seeing that. Because the other side, too, is Alexa enchants the Fiend and she just uses him to murder everybody.
It's possible.
Like, Bray Wyatt kind of falls under her spell and he just kills people. Like, she figures out a way to control him. There's possibilities there. There's a lot of possibilities there. And as you say that, thunder rumbles off in the distance. Okay!
I think that's a good place to end it. What do you say?
I think that's a great place to end it. So, all right. We are done for the evening. We are going to round up the squad because it's Thursday night. It's challenge night. We are going to try and do some challenges tonight. Get those out of the way. So everybody sit tight for Fortnite with friends. If you want to hang out afterwards, that's great. If not, that's fine too. And if you want to listen to other quality content on this show, Rock, where can they go?
Or on this network. It's Super Radio Saturday Night, midnight-ish. We'll have the update on the God family as they welcome the God child to the world.
Ella!
Yeah. So we'll talk about it Saturday night, midnight-ish.
Are we technically like her aunts and uncles? Is that a thing?
I think, in a way.
Is she ours, in a way?
I mean,
she's the network baby.
She's the content machine we've called her since we found out, so... Yeah.
She's adorable, by the way. She is absolutely adorable.
She is the female Rob. She does his pose and everything. Anyway, we'll talk about it Saturday. Saturday night, they'll preview SummerSlam, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Russell Talk Radio. Monday night's Raw Post, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night to preview not one, but two shows. That's right, we'll talk about NXT TakeOver 30 next week and preview SummerSlam next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. Make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Do it. Please. Tell your friends. Do it. Okay. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support us for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. Use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the 499 champ hashtag epic partner hashtag ad. Is that Wild Talk Radio? It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and here on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. I do not have Prime Gaming yet, but if we get me to affiliate, I can get it. So everybody, let's go follow the channel, because at some point I will be able to stream again, but my internet is crap. So, don't forget to also check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Everybody sit tight, because Fortnite with Friends is coming up next, but if you don't want to hang around, I hope you guys have a great week. We will see you next Thursday. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, this has been The Rock on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you later. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.